Kia ora and welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast, and I'm so excited to have on the line right now Anthea DeMilo. Good morning.
Hello, sunshine.
How are you today?
I am so good. I'm in my little cottage looking out at the ocean and the boats, and there was a huge big traffic jam, so that was fun to look at the tunnel. So yeah, I'm good, man, I'm good.
A traffic jam's always funny to look at when you're not in it, you know?
You're looking down at it, it's just like, oh.
Shame, you know. Losers. Anyway, you're here to talk about Mama's Got It Bad,
yeah.
Your new single and amazing music video as well. First of all, I have to say, it is amazing. It is such a jam. Where did the inspiration come from? Tell us about the journey of the song.
Wow. So it's sort of probably the most garish of all the songs on the album. Some of them are quite lovely, you know. But I trained in opera and then went to musical theatre and then travelled and then did country, you know, sort of shit with, you know, the Country Cats and Littleton, sort of, you know, earthquake times, and then did a doom metal band thing, and then kind of went back to my roots, and I'm a pretty out there camp bitch, really, so I've kind of just embraced who I am, babes, and I sort of didn't really see anyone else doing that in New Zealand, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It's all very pretty in Littleton. It's all very black and white and pretty and beautiful. So this is kind of like, just own your freak flag and fly it, you know? And, own that shit.
Oh, absolutely. And the music video just embodies that so well.
Thanks.
With your wee hip groove and all that. Oh.
Yeah, it's all out, eh? She's all out.
Yeah, why not, though? God. How did, because I have to say, it's a quite elaborate music video. How did that kind of, did you know the vision you had for it, or did that kind of just?
Yeah, I did. It's been COVID and all that, and so I've kind of often walking along the tracks, you know, between Magazine Bay and Pony Point. I came up with the concept, and the album cover, you'll see later in the year, is even more, like, that genre, but even more ridiculous. And, it all sort of came to me. And then I was very blessed to, because I live in Littleton, and we all kind of, you know, I've been around the block a few times. This is, you know, sort of a new invention of me. But because I'm a little bit respected and loved, I had some people be able to come on board and do a brilliant, you know, video clip, you know, proper people, because I had no money, because I'm a mama. So it was about people, it was, you know, the proper people, you know, with their proper gears, actually being able to be like, yeah, you're, you know, you're onto it. We want to help you out because you're legit, bitch. So I was very blessed, man, you know, that people were able to help me make that come to life.
Yeah, well, it looks very professional. I can't deny it.
It is very professional. I mean, the gear that was used, you know, and I'm, like I said, I'm just blessed people believe in my ass, you know.
So you've had quite the kind of experience in terms of like broad range of genres you've tackled. When you were doing this album, did you kind of pull in inspiration from like all those different areas?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's not too much doom disco in it, because that was the last band was Saint Satori, you know, the Beat Wars and stuff. So that was, but yeah, there's a bit of, like, I do, when the album comes out, I do a version of Crazy, which is kind of a really dirty version, you know, Patsy Cline's Crazy, and, you know, stuff like that. So there's an element of country, and yeah, it's, I mean, because I've got Adam Hathaway, Elmore Jones, Michael Kime, they are phenomenal musicians.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, what a stacked kind of band.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And because I've played with those boys, you know, certainly two of them, Elmore, and for many, you know, lots of times through the years, I just could totally trust them. So it's quite a stunning album. Like, it gets legit. You know, there's some pretty magical, metaphysical elements on it. You know, it's a dirty old soul album, but a very beautiful one. I'd say it's going to be timeless.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I want, you know, those old men that love a good voice, you know, and sort of the you know, the gay fisherman in Finland, you know,
love
it, you know?
Absolutely.
That just like, we'll have it forever and be like, I've got one. I've got one of the vinyls, you know, I've got that, because it's, no one's doing soul at the moment, but it's a kind of song and album you can, you know, listen to when you're drinking whiskey and you're sad at, you know, 4 a.m. or, you know, traveling through an airport all forlorn.
Great. and you've already touched on it. Mama's Got It Bad isn't, you know, a representation of the whole album. Like, there's
not at all.
There's a bit of variation in there. What can you, without revealing too much, what can you say kind of about the mood of the album and the journey it goes through?
Okay, so well, this is the most, the loudest. Oh, it can be hard to get louder than this one. this is sort of the like a little explosion, like boom, you know, boom, we're in. And I mean, there's even, because my dad was a vicar man, but you know, but I'm a naughty ass, dirty kind of a gal. So it's there's even a hymn on it, you know, but it's
wow.
A very sexy hymn. Like, when I listened to it, I was like, I want to F-U-C-K to this, you know? Like, I kind of, it's all sorts on there. And there's, you know, a song called Prettier Than Morphing that is just absolutely beautiful. It sounds like sort of from a Lynch film or something, you know? It's very dark and stunning. And, yeah, so there's all sorts on there, but it's a beautiful journey. This album is and comes out whenever it does, before the end of the year, and it's something I'm stoked that I'm going to own.
I am so excited for it. It's interesting. It's interesting you bring up the Vicar Man thing of your father, because in a press release I read, it said the line. I'm trying to remember it now. You live in the space between goddess and clown. How do you juggle that?
Well, it was years ago. I was living in Surrey Hills in Sydney for 7 years, and one of my best mates was a very beautiful actor. You know, knew all the famous people. Gay, beautiful guy.
Anyway, all his jealous.
Just adored me. Yeah, he was divine. And you know, we travelled through America. We did all sorts. Anyway, but we'd meet his friends, and they all his girlfriends would just fall in love with me. They'd be like, "Oh, you're amazing! Oh my god, you're a goddess!" And he once turned around and went, "Yeah, there's a fine line between a goddess and a clown." so that was in my younger years. You know, few less pies. I love pies. So. That's kind of where it stemmed from, this comment, and it's kind of me, because I'm a very funny, I love a laugh, you know?
Yeah.
But then when it comes to music, and I guess people that know me well enough, it gets pretty metaphysical, and I sort of keep myself apart, in a way, from a lot of stuff and from a lot of, you know, the scene. So, yeah, that sort of fine line between a goddess and a clown, it's kind of like, I'm pretty ridiculous, but there's a real beauty in there.
Yeah.
She sees herself. Yeah.
Well, to be a clown, you know, you've got to have a bit of, you've got to have some gumption, you know, and some confidence. Yeah. And that in itself is beautiful and godlike.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you see me on the street, you're like, you know, like, you get, you know, maybe 10 times a day. I mean, I love going to Pack and Save, and I always get like, I love your glasses. You know, I love your pants. Oh, I love you. You know, from the checkout girls, and I love that. I love it.
Oh well, I'm in frills right now. I think you would love my outfit if you saw it.
Oh, I would. I'm imagining it.
God, and if I had a dollar for every gay man who said a comment like that, I'd be a very rich man, honestly.
Well, the thing is, he did really love me. It got quite complicated in the end. So, So, you know, so there you go. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was one of those kind of off, you know, I can't swear, but it was like, if you see KU, you know, you're a crazy little sausage.
You've talked about the album, which you said will come out whenever, at some point.
Sometime before the end of the year, I'm not allowed to say, but
it'll be ready
for Christmas, guys. You'll be able to buy it for anyone, you know, that has vinyl. It'll be at Penny Lane, and, you know, Kez will be pushing it.
Good timing.
And there'll be CDs and stuff like that, you know, for your auntie. And you'll be able to get it for anyone, man. Like, yeah, I you know, your oldies, the youngies, anyone that loves a good, solid, you know, I mean, I partied with Amy Winehouse in London. Lol, name drop. and the thing is that, you know, anyone that kind of loves just a good voice like that.
Yeah, cool.
You know, it's not pretentious, it's just beautiful. So if you're into that, then
it's going to be amazing. Anyway, yeah. I did want to ask, you might not be able to answer it, but what else is next for you? Is there a tour coming? What's up there?
Things are coming along. I mean, I'm also looking into doing a barbering course. I want to learn how to cut my hair.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing everything. I make jewelry. You know, like I'm anything creative, man. I think you just got to kind of follow whatever, you know, like I've got an agent in Auckland. Whatever it is that you're into, you just got to stay in the game with everything, I think. You know,
yeah.
Just create beauty just to create it, you know, to be in the process of it. So with this album, I'm sort of taking one step at a time. You know, there'll be a release gig and a few gigs around. I mean, ultimately, I'd love to be in a, you know, Tarantino soundtrack and no one know what I look like. You know, that's the dream. You know, I don't have illusions of, I want to tour the world all the time. You know, it's no. But I do want to, you know, play some festivals and, you know, give it hard.
I would love to see you at a festival. You'd be the perfect festival
fit. You'd love seeing me perform. I get me to physical on stage. I love it. I lose myself. It's quite a sight. Anyone that's seen it will go, yeah, she goes hard. Yeah.
Anthea, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You're a friggin' goddess.
Darling.
You're amazing. What are you up to today?
Today, I've got to work. I'm working today. Mama's got to work, man.
That sucks.
Yeah, work at pizza shop and Arbor Pizza. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's great. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
do you work there?
Yeah. So I'm surrounded by nature, so I can't complain. And the most beautiful people and the most beautiful pizza.
Oh, so yeah, still, but it is so green there. It's so lovely.
Oh, it's so good for mental health, you know. It's
exactly.
Like I'm surrounded by nature and pizza.
Yum,
so yeah, life's
right?
good, man. Life, yeah, right? I mean, like, oh, no. You know, the world's going to hell and I get free pizza. You know,
worse. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too, beautiful.
And that was Anthea DeMilo. Mama's Got a Bad song and music video are out now. Go check them out. An absolute queen. Just